Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Murray tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Traber moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Traber scores. There goes Kennedy trying to get to second. Phillips throws the ball into Steinbach, who relays the ball to Gallego, who tags Kennedy for the out. It's 5-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Traber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallego hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. Maguire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbard is 0-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hassey is 0-1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Hubbard moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallego is 0-1 in the game. Gallego is hit by the pitch. Hubbard moves to third. Hassey moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Welch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Murray takes first base on ball four. Ripken moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Traber reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Murray moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Traber scores. It's 9-1, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 10-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing center field. Doug Jennings now playing right field. Luis Polonia now playing left field. Matt Sinatro now catching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Gerhart now playing right field. Don Baylor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Sinatro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sinatro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Traber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a line drive towards the mound. Honeycutt catches it and throws to first to double up Traber. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallego hits a pop-up towards first. Traver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jennings hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gerhart hits a fly ball into right field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Pete Stanisek pinch hits for Eddie Murray. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Polonia strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing first base. Gene Nelson now pitching. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Matt Sinitro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sinatro is 0 for 1 in the game. Sinatro hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.